I was born bold.
Go back to work like a boss. Buy Blunston's for a chance to win 150K. Oh, oh, oh. Summer breakfast.
LaMelo, eyes everywhere. Left-handed pass for Rozier.
Two for one mode, I guess.
LaMelo leaves it for PJ. All swirls around and in. Underneath the basket, and Miles Bridges comes away with it. LaMelo on the run. Hayward with two hands.
LaMelo ball knows how to deliver it. He won it.
LaMelo sneaks inside and scores at the rim.
It's been a dominant start to LaMelo Ball's NBA career. Becomes the youngest person to record a triple-double, and the Hornets must be absolutely delighted with what they're seeing so far. All that and a whole lot more to talk about with Kurt Heelan from NBCSports.com, based in Los Angeles. Kurt, thanks for your time. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
LaMelo's made an amazing start to his career. We had the great fortune of seeing him last year playing in our NBL, and he was fantastic for the Hawks when he was here, but he's gone to another level, I think, since he's been drafted.
I think so. I mean, I watched a lot of the film of the Hawks games, and he's just, when he was there, it's just, his three-point shooting is a little more consistent. His effort on the defensive end is a little more consistent out here, but what he's really bringing, there's just a good team in the NBA, and the Hornets kind of have become that. There's good space. You can't just crowd around one guy because everybody in this level can play, man. Mm. And that space has allowed that passing gift that he has to really shine. And he is just the fact that he's knocking down threes, so you can't just lay off of that now. He's really just, I mean, he's been better than expected. I was just talking with a couple of scouts about this in the last week, and they were both like, yeah, because we thought he'd be good. We thought it would take some time. He's come along. The development curve has just been much faster. He's been much better this year than I think a lot of people expected.
For those that don't know LaMelo, Kurt, he was an exceptional junior talent, has played in the NBL for a period of time. So he played against men. For those that don't know him, what is his greatest attribute? What has allowed him to come into the NBA and hit the ground running?
Yeah, and by the way, I think going to the NBL and playing against men, you can't sell short how much that can help a guy at the start of his career as opposed to playing 18-year-old kind of skinny college kids. Like, it really does matter. Players are smarter. It's an advantage. I mean, I saw the same thing with, James Ennis from my alma mater, Lovey State, right up the street. Played over there for, a year, came over. It helps. It provides a level of development. But what he ultimately has is the thing you can't teach. He's got great handles. He can dribble that ball. But he has the passing gift, that gene that a handful of guys, Ben Simmons, who you're very familiar with, has. LeBron James has it. Ricky Rubio has it. There are other guys where they just see the play develop and can put the ball in a spot, but kind of, before it happens. And It's a true gift that I don't know how you teach it. I mean, you can hone it, but I don't know that you can really teach the ability to have that. Not everybody does, and he has that gift. He has that skill, and as he's developed everything else around it, that just becomes more highlighted because he can find guys and make these kind of wicked, surprising passes that just catch them off guard, and or catch defenses off guard, and it's something you can't teach. It's forever he's going to be able to run an If nothing else, his floor, when he came into the league, was always felt pretty high just because he can make those passes. He was going to be able to run an offense. Even if his shot never came around and his defense, he could run an offense, man, and it's been impressive.
Well, this Ball family has almost become an entertainment show within itself, led by the old man LaVar, but we haven't heard a great deal from him down under for quite a while. But a couple of nights ago, LaMelo plays Lonzo for the first time. The brothers go head-to-head.
Yep. Yeah, that was kind of fun to watch because Lonzo's a pretty good passer as well. Much bigger guy, much more defensive. And, a few of us were on the Zoom interviews because that's how we get to do them now. Pre-game, it asked, how much did you guys play against each other before? And Lonzo was pretty honest. He's like, we were 3 years apart. So if there was even a backyard pickup game, I was just much bigger than him, and he's not anymore. LaMelo's taller. He goes, so I didn't play against him that much, man-to-man, but they were matched up a few times in that game, and it's just a reminder that Lonzo's going to be a solid NBA player. He's a grinder. He puts in the work. He's really developed what was I mean, you think LaMelo's shot's funky. Lonzo's was.
Yeah.
Lonzo's was a piece of work when it came in the league. He's developed into a really solid three-point shooter. He can do all this other stuff. With all that, LaMelo is just better. LaMelo is just, because he's a little taller and he's got that passing gene, and being 6'7 and having the passing gene means you can throw the ball over the top on stuff. It's just fantastic. He just sees the ball and makes plays. And in a way that, with all due respect to Lonzo, who's got Zion Williamson to feed the ball to, and, you know, some guys who can finish around him really well, LaMelo just has that otherworldly gift you can't teach.
Kurt, we have been speaking a lot this morning about conflicting reports about the state of the NBA season right now. I read your article from a couple of days ago where you spoke about you think that the league will just push through regardless.
Yeah, I do. At the end, and talking to sources a lot the last couple of days, because there's been a lot of talk about they're not going to go back to the bubble thing that they did in, you know, the Disney property in Florida before. Both, A, it was expensive, and the owners don't, you know, the owners are like every business everywhere have taken a lot of financial hits. They don't feel like shelling out more for that. B, the players hated it. I mean, almost to a man. Like, it just, and you can imagine, like, 3 months in the same hotel room, not with your family for most of it, not able to go do a lot of things. It's just, it wore on guys. Nobody wanted to go back to that, but this is the price. The league kind of understood they're going to tighten restrictions and stuff, but I don't think they're even going to pause. They've talked a little bit about pausing. I would be surprised, talking to the people, my sources, I would be surprised if they go back to that. They kind of knew, unless things get much, much worse. Which isn't out of the question, but unless things get much, much worse for the league, they're just going to power through it. They're just going to put their head down and fight through this and hope that the surge we're seeing in the United States, you know, a couple weeks after the holidays, so all the families were together, as that starts to fade and as the vaccine starts to get more widely distributed, they're hopeful that this just kind of, they can just push through this rough patch and it'll be okay. We'll see.
But does there have to be a tipping point with the players, and needs to be ticked off, obviously, by the owners, but two games being postponed today, Dallas and New Orleans and Boston and Miami, is that also setting the precedence? We saw the Philadelphia 76ers had a handful of players to choose from because they had so many players out with the COVID restrictions last week. Is this a sign of things to come, even though you don't see them ever going back into the hub format again?
Yeah, I mean, if it gets much worse like this, they're not going to have a choice but to pause. But the problem with pausing it, by the way, the other problem is, do you really think players are going to go home and just huddle with their nuclear families for 10 days? Yeah. They're going to come back with higher rates. So everybody kind of understands that. This is, I think, how things are just going to be for a little bit, and they're hoping that this is the worst of it. But you've got, with the problem, one of the real challenges is with this condensed schedule, you have got teams playing more rapidly. And so by the time a guy tests positive, he may have already, and you, as we all know, it takes a little while for that to come through. You do some contract tracing and suddenly you're wiping 3, 4, 5 guys off a team quickly, easily, like that, let alone in the case of like Jason Tatum with Boston. He's hung out with Bradley Beal, and now Bradley Beal's quarantined from another team.
Kurt, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate your time. There's a lot changing by the minute, so thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on. I'll talk to you soon.
Kurt Heelan from NBCSports.com in Los Angeles. Bit to talk about there. Conversation starter up next, too.